Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:15, we welcome in Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to talk about migraines and headache management. And I know because I get migraines. Morning, Dr. B. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you. According to the Migraine Research Foundation, every 10 seconds, somebody in the U.S. goes to the emergency room complaining of head pain. And approximately 1.2 million visits are for acute migraine attacks. Dr. B, what are the three most common kinds of headaches?
Sure. Yeah. Like you said, headaches are extremely common. And there's three main types. The most common is something called a tension headache. And a lot of people get those. That's where you get kind of that squeezing around the back of your head or on your temples. Almost feels like there's a band around your head. And those can be triggered by stress most commonly. A little less common type is something called a cluster headache, which is more common in men, but that's where you get a severe pain, usually behind one of your eyes, and it can be extremely intense and can last for hours. And then the third type is migraines, and so migraines are typically on one side of the head, but they've got a lot of other symptoms as well.
A lot of people, I think, say they have a migraine, but they kind of are misrepresenting or misinterpreting it, because there is a difference between a headache and a migraine, right?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people kind of use those terms interchangeably. They say migraine, but it's probably a tension headache. Migraines are pretty specific. They are always moderate or severe in their character, and they can really be completely debilitating. So a lot of people can't perform daily tasks. They can't go to work. About 90% of people actually who have migraines, when they have one, can't really normally function. And they can last for up to 4 hours on average. So they can be really severe and really debilitating for a lot of time. The other things to watch for migraines that you don't get with the other headaches are kind of these secondary symptoms. They can be real throbbing in intensity. Most people have sensitivity to light and some people to sound. You know, you can get nauseated, maybe even vomit. You can get diarrhea, dizziness, and then some people actually have vision changes as well. So the one thing to keep in mind is that migraines can sometimes mimic symptoms of a stroke. And so if any of these symptoms are brand new to you, then you really need to talk to your doctor right away.
And there's more than one type of migraine.
Yeah, there actually are. So there's really two main types of migraines. The first one is called a common migraine, and that's a migraine that doesn't have a lot of those secondary symptoms I was talking about. And then the classic migraine, which is the one most people think about, that's one with something called an aura. And the aura is sort of it's a warning sign that a migraine is going to be coming on. Some people may see flashing lights or real bright lights. Sometimes they'll see little zigzag lines, almost like an egg frying, and you can see the heat coming up from it. They may get ringing in their ears or a little bit of muscle weakness, and those can happen right before the migraine to kind of give you a sign that it's coming on, or they can happen during the migraine.
Do we know what causes migraines or head pain?
You know, we don't know exactly. We know that it's a vascular component to it, something happening with the blood vessels. What we do know is kind of a lot of risk factors that people have that can lead to migraines. So gender definitely plays a big role. Women are about 3 times more likely to suffer from migraines than men are, and that's because hormones play a role in migraines as well. People with allergies actually have more migraines. So if you suffer from a lot of sinus allergies, that can be a big risk. And then they definitely run in families. So if you've got a family member who's got migraines, then you may be more likely to have those as well. They're very environmental too. So changes in the weather, even foods you may smell or lack of sleep, things like that can actually lead to migraines, pretty commonly. They typically happen in the morning. Some people will actually wake up with a migraine headache, but pretty commonly they're predictable, so people know when they're going to get one once they know what it is, so they can kind of anticipate, you know, if they've got a stressful...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Situation at work, that may trigger a migraine. I tell people it's really important to keep a headache diary, kind of jot down when you get your headache, what you were doing, and then also how long it lasts and what makes it a little bit better, because if you know what those triggers are, sometimes you can avoid them.
I will take a break. We come back, we'll continue the conversation with Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're talking about migraines and head pain. We'll talk about managing the pain and preventing them when we return. 8:20 time for traffic, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking senior health with Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. This week, we're talking about headaches and migraines and how many people suffer with them. Every 10 seconds, somebody in the U.S. goes to the emergency room complaining of head pain. About 1.2 million visits are for acute migraine attacks. So, doctor, how do you manage this pain?
Yeah, for anyone who has chronic headaches, you know, it's difficult to manage at times. But one of the best things you can do is really kind of remove yourself from situations that are really stimulating. A lot of people benefit from going to kind of a cool, dark room, getting away from all the noise and all the lights, and you know, make sure you're not watching TV or playing on your phone or anything, because that's going to make the headaches worse. Sometimes a cool cloth or even an ice pack on your forehead can help a little bit. But in particular, make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids. We know that headaches are triggered by dehydration, migraines in particular. So make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids to try to treat it. And then, you know, there are a ton of over-the-counter medications for headaches, you know, migraines, tension, all the different types of headaches. Things like ibuprofen, aspirin, and acetaminophen. You know, there's entire aisles for this, so you know how common it is. The most important thing, though, if you're going to take those medicines is make sure you read the label, you take the right dose of it. Talk to your doctor, because you want to make sure it doesn't interact with any of your other medicines that you're taking or any conditions you may have. And then keep in mind, there is a phenomenon called rebound headache, which is when you take too much of that over-the-counter medication. When you stop taking it, you can actually get a rebound headache, and it can make it worse.
Any way to prevent migraines, Doc?
Yeah, there definitely are some things you can do. Some work better than others. You know, if you know your triggers, then avoid them. So, you know, if it's a food or a smell or a certain situation, try to get out of that situation, and that can prevent them from coming on. Keep in mind, too, that alcohol and caffeine can actually be big triggers for migraines. So if that's your trigger, you want to stay away from that. You know, make sure you're eating meals regularly. You know, when your blood sugar drops, that can trigger a headache. You know, like I said, stay hydrated, because hydration is extremely important. And then, like a lot of other medical conditions, you know, improving your sleep habits is critical, really trying to reduce stress in your life. Exercise can be fantastic for headaches as well. And can't say it enough, quit smoking, because smoking can actually cause headaches too.
And we talk about hospital visits. How do you know if you should see a doctor?
Yeah, there are a couple of things to watch for. You know, so if you're having really multiple headaches per month, or you're having headaches that last longer than 12 hours, you know, that's not normal, and you need to get it checked out. If you are taking those over-the-counter medicines and they're really not helping at all, that's another red flag for me. You know, you need to go in and find out what's going on. And, you know, when it really interferes with your ability to just do things in daily life, you've got to talk with your doctor to try to figure out what to do about it. You know, the most important thing is probably a new headache, or really a change in the frequency or a change in the type of headache is concerning. And so that is something that really prompts a doctor's visit. And like I mentioned before, they can mimic a stroke And so if you have numbness or weakness, especially on one side of your body, you want to go to the ER right away. And especially if you have a high fever, so 102 to 104 associated with a headache, that can be something else, infection in particular, or meningitis going on. So you want to go in for that. And then, you know, finally, if you're having trouble speaking, if you can't see at all, you know, those are critical. You've got to get checked out for that.
Thank you, Doctor. Some very useful information. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We'll talk to you again soon, Doc.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. You can go to peopleshealth.com to find out more about the 5-star People's Health Program. You can visit the People's Health United Healthcare Medicare Center. That's 3017 Vets. In Metairie, right next to Party City, appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. You can call 1-800-978-9765. You can always follow the 5-Star People's Health Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.